Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
I'll always be a big fan of Chandler Moore's work. Man, Chandler Moore's featured there on the Maverick City album with a song entitled The Blood. And on to our second hour, starting up earlier on, straight after our news, was a lovely song by Jane Bands with Wake Up Africa. A very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in. My name is Lukhomkwedi Phuthi and I'm back once again into the third and the final hour. Because it's Thursday 7th November, and you know what happens on Thursdays? We've got the only lawyer of the radio. Our resident lawyer, Mr. Phuluso Siyakamela from Siyakamela Legal, comes through this afternoon. Good afternoon, Mr. SK. How are you?
I'm good, Luko. And how are you doing?
I'm good. You probably get a bit of a relief when I'm not saying Murudi.
Yeah. And because you see, even listeners now, when they contact the office, they will be like, we're looking for Murudi.
Murudi. It's a bit weird. They're like, oh, it's Murudi, but it really doesn't matter. So welcome back.
Thank
it's
you.
Lovely to have you, and as always, to have your legal insight.
Yes.
As you always say, we live in a legal space.
For sure.
We definitely live in a legal space and not in a vacuum that's excluded from, you know, everything legal.
We contracted every day.
Of course.
Legally.
Literally with everything. Mm. Our marriages, our employments,
everything.
We are in contracts.
Exactly.
Now, before we even get into that, Mr. Siyakamela, I saw this nice gold star when you walked in. And I'm like, Azkipai. I remembered a couple of weeks ago, but you couldn't come and celebrate it with us, actually.
Yes.
That you had won an award. Please fill us in.
Yeah, you see, the challenge is that when I come here, Luko, I come here to speak about law.
You don't sing.
I don't sing.
So okay. You can sing.
Yeah,
clearly.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure. I'm a best male artist.
Oh.
Ingoma.
Ingoma Award.
Yes, 2024. Yeah, we took.
I should have had a horn somewhere here.
The best man.
To celebrate you. That's absolutely amazing.
Thank you so much.
Is this for a recently released album or single?
Yeah, recently, my single, Mhlolo Hlolo.
Oh, yes. What does it mean? What's Mhlolo Hlolo?
Mhlolo Hlolo, it's miracles.
Miracles.
That God every day does miracles. So this is the miracle that God did.
Oh.
We won Best Male Artist in Goma.
Mhlolo Hlolo or Mhlolo Hlolo?
Mhlolo Hlolo.
Mhlolo Hlolo.
Yes.
Okay. I'm learning.
Yes.
And how was the journey to that award, though? Maybe just share that with us a little bit.
You see, Luko, I thank God for grace. I think also my expertise. One of the days here on Radio Pulpit on the Legal Junction, we'll also speak about the issue that which most of the artists are struggling with, royalties, understanding how an artist must register with various institutions.
Like Abosamro.
Yeah, Abosamro, Aborisa, and so forth and so forth. How does the issue, the contractual obligations in as far as music is concerned?
Mm.
You see, one of the days, I think we need to touch that, because you know what I realized when I started doing music, I wanted to see myself on TV.
Okay.
I would not go to the office and sit at home just to watch myself on one gospel.
Really now?
Then I got to realize that there is more into the music business and there are legal obligations, as we always say, that we are legally contracted on day-to-day basis in our lives.
Yep.
You see, so the same way with music, you need to understand the business side of it. How you earn royalties as an artist.
Yep.
What happens when you contract yourself to these big gospel companies? You see, because
not even big gospel companies. You get these record labels that are not even gospel bound per se, but that are ripping artists off.
They're ripping artists off. You see, so I think one of the days, God willing, we have to touch this thing. But
yes,
I thank God that when I started doing music, Luko, I saw grace. I saw Mhlolo-Hlolo. I saw miracles. Because this, I normally don't call people big artists.
Yeah.
Because I believe in the God in a man to exonerate a man.
Yeah.
You see. So, but I had grace of being in touch with very great artists when I started. I started well. I'm not 5 years doing music professionally,
yeah,
but you can see the fruits.
Exactly.
Here is an award. Last year, we also on Ingoma, I took best music video.
Okay.
So you see, we're moving from one level.
Even
of
making
to
music
the
videos, my friend.
Yes.
We're dealing with famous people here.
It's work.
No, I'm really, really glad.
Yes.
It's also beautiful to see that you're flourishing in this space and still continuing with a flourishing legal career as well.
For sure. Mm. You see, that's the good thing about this law thing. Mm. In every space, you feature.
Yeah.
That is why I normally tell people to say, if there's anything we must pray for, is for God to give us a unique idea.
Yep.
Like you see, myself, when other lawyers are in courts litigating,
you're sitting on the radio.
I'm on radio.
Really, Mrs. Yekabela?
It's just a unique idea. That's what one must pray for.
I didn't think
to
of
say,
what you're saying.
God must just give us a unique idea, because we cannot all of us be rushing to courts and so forth and so forth. Not all lawyers are litigators.
And guys,
some are teachers.
I told Mr. Sekabela, I said to him,
yes,
one day when I do my articles, I'm definitely doing them through him.
Yeah,
so,
true.
That, so that I don't have to stop my radio program.
Yes. No, the legal junction will move forever and ever. You see, it's here to stay.
No, but congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank
your
you
radio
so
pulpit
much
celebrates with you once
Amen.
Again for such great achievements. And I'm so happy to see how active you are in your music career.
Yes.
I know sometimes they want to steal our time. One day I called you and you're like, I'm actually traveling. I was singing somewhere.
Yes.
So I'm like, this guy, oh.
It's all. Remember Sunday we are having the worship encounter.
Yes, yes.
But again on Poluko, on Saturday I'm having a gig in Sishiro.
Is so that in Polokwane?
Yeah, that's in Polokwane. So
one of these days I must
I will have
go
to do
I've never
in
been
and out.
Polokwane is in Limpopo, right?
It's Limpopo.
I've never been to Limpopo in my life.
Is it?
Yes.
Now, when I do my gigs, that's it. I'll take you along.
I'm laughing because Mr. Sekabela has a guest with him and his head literally moved. He's like, who hasn't been to Limpopo? I haven't been to Limpopo really.
Sure.
Northern Cape and Limpopo are the two provinces that I still need to visit.
Yeah.
So anyway, moving right along, Mr. Sekamela, we're still talking Legal Junction.
Yes.
What do you have for us this week? I did kind of introduce it to the listeners that, we're discussing matters hot on the hills.
Yeah, today we're taking it right from the pot, Luko. What is happening in the courts today?
In our language, we'd say uluimi. It's news that's in the tip of your tongue. So
exactly.
Today we're talking legal uluimi.
Yeah.
So what's happening?
Eish, Anton Katz,
okay,
SC, the writer of or the author of the international law books.
Okay.
He's spitting fire today in the Supreme Court of Appeal.
What is he doing there?
Today they're dealing with the unlawfulness. I think the listeners, maybe just to give them a background, Luko, you'd recall this case of Thabo Bester and Dr. Nandipha Magudumane.
Yes.
What happened? Is it last year or last of
it
last year?
I think it was last year, actually.
Yes. When they were arrested in Tanzania and they were brought back
To South Africa. I remember they were all tied up.
They were all tied up. This is what Mr. Katz, Advocate Katz, Senior Counsel, is telling the judges today, the full bench in the Supreme Court of Appeal. The reason for them today, Luko, it's simply to show the court or the judges in terms of the unlawfulness of that activity, the arrest of Dr. Nandipha Magudumane in Tanzania.
Okay.
In terms of showing the court that the people who arrested them
did not follow proper procedures.
Because I think firstly, before we go into details, let's look into these two words that are mostly confused, Luko. Deportation and extradition.
All right.
Yeah, I think if maybe we can define them, then after we have dealt with the definition, then we'll deal with what is happening today in courts, okay, in as far as what is a lawful extradition and what is an unlawful extradition.
Yes. And what is a deportation?
What is a deportation? Okay. Deportation is simply removing a non-citizen from a country which he does not belong.
And if they are there illegally, or is it just removing any foreign person from a country they do not belong?
If they are there illegally.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You see. So it's that's basically deportation.
Mm.
Sometimes it has got no criminal activity,
mm-hmm,
unlike with extradition.
Okay.
You see. So with extradition, it's a process of transferring a person suspected or convicted of a crime,
okay,
from one country to another.
All right.
Then now the question is, were Besta and Nandipa convicted first, or they were suspects? And the other question will be, was the proper process of law followed in terms of the extradition? Because what Advocate Katz today is arguing there in the Supreme Court of Appeal, mm, is that proper processes were not followed. Remember, she even approached the High Court with this.
And she lost it. That's why I'm yes, trying to listen closely. Also, another question I think I'm having at the back of my mind, Mr. Sekamela, is, was Nandipa a suspect, or was Nandipa with a suspect, Thabo Best?
She remember there's also allegations of assassination.
Oh, and her dealing with bodies
and so forth. Yes, oh, yes.
Okay,
so
okay,
she was also a suspect.
Okay.
But remember, when you extradite a person, you don't only look on the crime they have committed.
All right.
But you must also look into their rights.
Okay.
You see, you cannot violate my human rights because you suspect that I have committed a crime. Because as long as I'm not yet convicted by a court of law, I'm still
innocent,
a suspect. I'm innocent until proven guilty by the court of law.
Okay.
So such processes were not done. Things were done with agency. And as a result, then there were some elements of law that they did, that were not properly followed.
Take us into those elements, because I'm really trying to understand. Here are two people highly sought in the country, suspected to have done quite heinous crimes.
Yes.
And the next thing, one says, I was not extradited, I was deported, or whatever the case may be.
Yes.
What is her cry exactly?
The cry here is one. They are constitutional rights in terms of the Bill of Rights. They say they were violated.
How so?
Remember, when you extradite a person, Luko, you need to have an order. You must be ordered by a court.
Okay.
So these people should have first appeared in the Tanzanian court, because
That's
where they were. You don't just arrive in other people's country
and take them because they are needed in their country.
Because they are needed in their country without inquiry into the law and inquiry into the courts.
Into the courts of Tanzania, that
yes,
is. Okay.
This is the same process that we do here in South Africa in with deportation. When we deport people back to their countries, Home Affairs immigration officers, they don't just take you and say, we are taking you to Mozambique, we are taking you back to Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
They must take you, you must appear before a magistrate.
Okay.
Or you must appear before a court first. Then the court must give an order that you must be deported back to your country of origin.
So they can't just look at your passport when it was stamped, or if it was not stamped, and just take you back to your country.
No.
Okay,
no.
All right.
Decisions should be taken by law authorities.
Oh,
and okay, in this instance, this is what Advocate Katz is arguing today.
Mm.
And what I like, he's referring to the same books that he wrote, Luko. Today's case is very interesting. Remember, this
imagine,
is the same man who wrote international law books. The law students will agree with me that they are reading books, especially when on international law, they are reading books that have been written by Advocate Katz.
Mm.
And today, here is he fighting for the rights of his client.
All right. So in essence, what Nandi and her legal counsel are saying is that, yes, we were sought for in South Africa.
Yes.
But no processes were followed for us to be brought into the country.
Yes.
So South Africa literally pounced into Tanzania and took us out.
Yeah, they just bungled the laws of extradition without following proper processes.
But, Mr. Sekamela, okay, I get it, but also what difference does it make? Is it a matter of Tanzania could have ruled differently, could have done, why? Or is it just a question of principle?
It's a question of law, Luko. You know what I like about Katz? He's also comparing the rule of law vis-a-vis public opinion. You know, most of the time, Luko, you'll find that people are convicted based on public opinion.
Sure.
What I liked about him is when he was even referring to an old case. I believe in criminal law, you'll agree with me, that you also recall the case of State versus Makwanyane.
Mm-hmm.
The one in criminal law they are dealing with death penalty.
Yes,
as to whether is it constitutional to impose a death penalty or not.
Okay.
But now here, remember in the same case of State versus Makwanyane, there were also public opinions
of course
that were raised, and the judges then said that public opinion cannot supersede the rule of law,
which makes sense.
And this is what he's showing the judges today, to say it's only a mere public opinion about the view, how the community views Dr. Nandipa, given the allegations that are not yet proven in any court.
If you think about it, actually, true.
You see, and release, remember, it's every person's right, regardless of the crime you've committed.
Okay.
You it's your right that you must release and be freed, then you can attend your matters while you are outside.
And this is in terms of bail, that is.
In terms of bail.
Is she still incarcerated, by the way?
Yes, she's still in custody.
Sure.
But yeah, Katz is raising very serious fundamental issues of law here. And I like it because it will also boost our legal system in the country. It will set a very good precedence that we still have lawyers that can still go and argue matter based on violation of human rights, based on the principles of law not being followed accordingly.
Okay. Do you think then, Mr. Sekamela, this particular case on procedure, obviously, you know, of the extradition, would have an effect or influence on why she wasn't granted bail?
Yes.
Okay.
It will have an influence. And remember, if Katz is to be able to convince the judges that indeed her constitutional rights were violated, then it says she's a free person. They are not applying for bail.
Oh.
Yeah, because remember, the law says whenever there is doubt in the mind of the court, and this is what Advocate Katz is trying to boost, to create that doubt that those people who went to fetch them there or to arrest Nandipa and Bester there,
arrested her unlawfully.
They arrested them unlawfully because there was no court order from Tanzania that said they must be brought back to South Africa.
South Africa.
You see.
So they disturbed our holiday, in essence.
Yeah, they disturbed their holiday.
Okay.
You see. So it will expose even certain officials if the judges are to hear Advocate Katz properly. Because of, I mean, we understand the agency of the crimes that they were suspected to have committed.
Of course.
But if you approach a person suspected to have committed a crime by you also committing a crime as an official,
that's another
then
thing.
Then it's something else. This is what
it kind of cancels out the work you've done already.
It cancels out everything because now it becomes illegal obtaining of evidence. It's what we discussed the other day when we spoke about the duties of the prosecutors and the police.
And that taints the whole case,
actually. Yeah, it kills everything.
All right. Let's say, and I want you to continue and just give us more of an outlook. Let's say, for argument's sake, she gets off the hook with how she was arrested.
Yes.
Does that speak to the accusations and the crime she's committed? Does that mean she needs to go apply again for bail? Or does this mean from this point she's actually out for now?
No, from this point she will be out. Meta must be removed from the role, and she will also have an opportunity of suing the state.
So she'll be charged anew if there should be any charges, or is this a take her out of the scenario?
It takes her out of the scenario.
Yeah.
You see, that is why they have approached the highest court, the Supreme Court of Appeal, because remember she did this application in the High Court and it did not succeed, you see.
Yo, but the law is tricky, Mr. Sekamel. It's tricky because I'm sitting here and I'm thinking it doesn't exonerate her necessarily from the crimes she's claimed to have committed. But because of the manner in which she was arrested,
yes,
it now affects the claims made against her.
Yes. Remember, we once discussed this also when we spoke about labor law.
Yo.
That in labor law, we check the procedural aspect.
Yo.
And
what a blunder.
And the substantive substance.
Oh, what a possible blunder.
Yes. You see, so you may fire a person substantively, then you found that you did not follow the correct procedure, then you will still be on the wrong side of the law. And this is what is happening here with Nandipa today in the Supreme Court of Appeal. She does not dispute the allegations against
That's
her.
That's what I'm thinking. So it's she gets off the hook, and it's not a matter of, okay, we admit this was wrong, let's redo things. It's a matter of, because of what you did,
yes,
now, we're removing her from the case.
She's been in custody since last year. I mean, if the state had already convicted her, she should have already has done part of her term,
yes,
you see. So now there it comes, their human rights were violated.
Does this now, Mr. Sekamel, does this now include Thabo Bester as well?
Unfortunately, today's application is also
for
Dr. Nandipa. But having seen the attitude and the approach of Thabo Bester when it comes to the courts, if this one advocate can succeed,
he's definitely getting somebody to defend him on these grounds as well.
He's going to give him the same instructions to say, do the same application
for me.
Yo!
Yes. This gets tricky.
But the challenge with Bester will be he's already a convicted.
Oh. So those crimes,
yes,
have nothing to do with this particular arrest.
Exactly.
Oh.
You see, he's so already convicted anyway.
So he might get off the hook for this particular
for
one,
this particular
but
one,
leaving the other crimes which have nothing to do with this,
yes,
particular arrest in place,
and still be in custody. But with Nandipa, it's a different situation, because what Katz also mentions is the issue of being coerced leave the country. She did not leave willingly. You see, she did not consent to the departure. She was somehow coerced, and
By
the partner.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, you see, Isis Nandipa. But now she's even throwing Thabo Bester under the bus.
Yeah, and also you check also the extradition by itself, Luko.
Okay.
You must consent also to the extradition. So their lawyers now, the argument is that how was our client, because the prosecutor says they consented to be brought back. She said she wants to be brought back to the country because
I remember there was a story, she wants to be with her children.
With her children.
But she went there voluntarily.
Yes.
So why would she want to be brought back because of her children?
Of her children.
It's quite contradictory.
This is what is happening today in court. Her and her lawyer, they are denying all those allegations to say those were just public opinion. She never said she wants to come back to the country for her children. She denies.
Is she still as cool as calm? Because I know she always looks good and she's always cool and calm in court.
No, she's cool.
All right, let me ask now.
Yes.
From your perspective, you know, a well-scholared and trained lawyer, how is it looking?
Yeah, you see, with the experience of advocate Katz, You see, this man has done a lot of cases, Luko, internationally. Like I said, he's a writer of international law books. So he understands the process of deportation and extradition very well, because he's the one who writes, in actual fact, in the book of international law, he's the one who writes, who wrote the part that deals with extradition and deportation. So he knows what he's talking about.
So our law officials have just disrespected him.
No.
In essence.
No, he's a senior counsel. Mm. He's cool. He's making his submissions. And in my view, he might succeed. He might succeed because he's got history. There's a case of Tsebe where people were here in South Africa and they wanted to be deported to Botswana.
They wanted to be deported?
Yes.
Okay.
Because, like I say, extradition and deportation, it's a matter of consent.
Okay.
You see, you must also consent, because if you are being forced, then it's violation of human rights.
Of course.
You see. So then it was the issue then was that, how are you going to Botswana if Botswana still imposes a death penalty?
Oh.
And here in South Africa, you were convicted on a murder charge. So you can see he's been involved in international cases that deals between countries. You
okay.
see? Yeah, so by the look of things, he's going to succeed.
So hey, let me make an example. So if I break the law in South Africa and I run to another country, or in this case, in Botswana, I'm from Botswana, and I come to South Africa, I break the law, or I'm here illegally, and time comes for me to be deported back into my country, so I can actually say, no, I don't want to go back to arrest me in South Africa.
No, you see, that one will only happen checking your documents. If your documents, that's why we have what we call Section 49 of the Immigration Act.
Okay.
So we look into your documents. Are your documents allowing you to be in the country? That's the first question that we look into.
Oh.
Then if not,
that one doesn't need consent per se.
You don't need consent. You must be taken to the magistrate. The state must prove that indeed you are in the country illegally.
Okay.
Then after they've proven that, then the magistrate will give an order that you must be deported.
So then I'm deported back into my country. And what happens when I get there? I'm arrested for that same crime that I committed in a different country.
No.
Oh. So then I get off the hook if I go back to my country.
You get off the hook when you go back to your country. Because remember, you serve, you see, even these drug traffickers, that normally there's some ladies that got arrested in Sao Paulo from South Africa. You remember, she had to serve her imprisonment term that side in Sao Paulo.
Because her documents were valid that side.
No. She was arrested that side. And remember, in terms of treaties, there are certain countries which we don't have an extradition agreement with them.
Okay.
Yes. Then we'll also, while we're dealing with these issues of extradition and deportation, we'll also look into the matter of Bushiri.
Yeah. Maybe next week, because we're not going to have enough time today. I would like to particularly Bushiri, and perhaps another ongoing case was the case of, remind me his name, in Port Elizabeth.
Omotoso,
yes.
He's still in custody.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Similar, very similar to...
Similar crimes.
Yes.
But
different
circumstances.
Because the other one has fled the country, and the other one is still within the country.
Yes.
Okay.
You see. So those are the issues that I think we'll look into them to say, are we not having an extradition agreement with the country of where Pastor Bushiri resides? Because he left the country while there are cases that he had
exactly.
to face.
Exactly. And he was said not to actually leave the country.
He was told not to leave the country.
Yeah.
Because remember, one of the bail conditions was that they must hand over their passports.
Yeah.
So the question will be,
Hambenjani? Oh, wow. Well, now, okay, let's go. I want us to actually address this next week, definitely. But let's come back to this Nandipa issue. Oh, man. I'm not crucifying her. I am not convicting her beforehand.
Yes.
But now I think I'm honestly aggrieved at the fact that we can do so much wrong as a country. Why, Mr. Sekamela, did our law officials not actually follow the processes, in your opinion? Was it pressure from the public opinion? Why they just wanted to arrest and that's it? Why could they not have followed the processes when you're looking at the case?
If you looked in those videos, it was a disguised extradition.
Okay.
And the guys also had some excitement to say, yeah,
we are here to
arrest Dr. Nandi Pamagudman. We are here to arrest the serial criminal Thabo Bester. But still, in that instance, it's a good thing to arrest a serial criminal.
Of course.
But do you follow the law? Because the ignorance of the law cannot be an excuse.
And that's where the problem is.
Yes, because you cannot say I did not follow the correct process because I was arresting Dr. Nandi Pamagudumana or Thabo Bester.
But just in the interest of the question, Mr. Sekamelo, what is our extradition agreements, or is there any in place with Tanzania? Was it, could we have possibly successfully followed those processes, or is there any
with
or none?
With Tanzania, we have.
Oh, okay.
We have. That's what Advocate Katz is actually nailing and embarrassing the prosecutors today in the Supreme Court of Appeal to say this was an open process. It should have been followed correctly, but you opted not to follow it correctly.
Yeah. Ish. Oh, man. I don't know why. I'm being honest, Mr. Sekamelo. I'm panicking.
Yeah.
I'm panicking. I love watching such cases and especially just seeing the law play out.
Yes.
But at the same time, I think I kind of get angry because I'm like, procedure. I mean, this case could have gone on properly. And, you know, because you must also think about this, Mr. Sekamelo. The sad reality about these is that they're families that are looking for answers with what happened to their children's bodies.
Yeah, that we understand. But now we will not allow
procedure to be broken.
You see? Yes. So. Sure. Procedure must be correctly followed.
So the callousness of our law officials or let's say our police actually possibly jeopardized everything.
Yes. And you see, this is what we always emphasize, Lukoye, on the Legal Junction, to say make sure that you use the law to your advantage. And this is exactly what Dr. Nandi Pamagudumana she's doing. I mean, she did not just give up and say, I lost in the High Court. The High Court told me that I do not have merits or prospects of success to my case. But she did not give up. She went in as far as the Supreme Court of Appeal. And remember, in the Supreme Court of Appeal,
And brought a big gun. This girl.
Yeah. That man is cool. He's relaxed, making his submissions.
I'm gonna go and backtrack on it. I want to watch it from the beginning.
Please,
actually,
please. I just hope the judges will give judgment today, or maybe they will put it on suspense for another day.
You know, these matters don't go by so quickly, obviously.
Yes, but I'm impressed so far with Advocate Katz, because there is no way that I normally say this, that the law is like a sea.
Okay.
You see, there's no way that you can just violate someone's rights and you go scot-free just like that.
Especially do it because you're under the impression that they are criminals.
Exactly.
Because that's what it is. I mean, you budge into my house for whatever reason because you're under the impression that I'm a criminal.
Exactly.
But you know what the law says, that I am innocent until proven guilty.
Exactly.
But you come and you treat me as you would, callously, a criminal.
Yeah. You see, that this is exactly what we normally address here, Luko.
Yeah.
To say illegal obtaining of evidence will render our country look like we do not have the law.
It's true.
You find a person pleading guilty because he was somehow assaulted brutally by the police.
Yep.
You see, that's illegal obtaining of evidence, and it's not allowed. You do it right, you do it correctly, you don't have bad ramifications in the future.
Yeah.
They should have not went to the Supreme Court of Appeal today if things were done correctly.
That's true. I'm actually sitting here, Mr. Sekamela, and I'm thinking, and as much as obviously I'm aggrieved because this is a case I really wanted properly done, you know, in the face of these families.
Yes.
But at the same time, we can imagine this case differently.
Yes.
You know, if we can purely say they were dealing with a 100% innocent person, where we did not need to deal with, you know, matters of do we now go back to the case? So the law really must stand, because as much as we feel we want to publicly punish her as the public, but at the same time, if we try to set precedents using her, it's going to trap us somewhere in the future.
Exactly. And we'll set precedents that are not based on law, that are based on emotions and public opinion. You see, so what they are doing today, I'm really impressed. She's exercising
her right.
Her right.
She is.
You see, and whether she will succeed or not, it's a good thing to exercise your legal rights.
And we will have learned something from that. Our law officials will have learned something.
Yes, we're going to learn a lot. That application, it carries a lot of information that is necessary, especially into the law of today. That's why I'm saying it will set a very good precedent going forward in terms of how do we deal with extraditions and deportation. But the other thing, Luko, you must check, we're not doing deportations and extraditions every day. Like, we're dealing with maintenance, we're dealing with divorce in the courts.
Yeah.
You see, these are not matters that are done every day. So I think also the experience of the people that went to Tanzania to arrest them, it also says much. The Home Affairs officials that were there, because what the state is saying today, they are saying they were arrested by the Tanzanian officials. Then they handed them over
to South African officials.
So
the Tanzanian officials were supposed to take them through the courts first.
They were supposed to be taken through the courts to say, here are people, we found them in our country.
And we understand that they are suspected to have committed crimes.
Yes, in their country. Then South Africa was supposed to do what? Do an application to extradite. Not to go and ambush them.
They did a friendship deal. Hand them over. Show my friend.
Yes. Take. Then we're traveling back to South Africa. We'll talk. It doesn't work like that. Where is the order?
I think the pressure from the public really was much, because if you remember, the story was really trending.
Yes. But you see now where it lands us. It's going to embarrass a lot of officials to say, what have you done?
Sure.
This is what was expected from you. And you did not do it.
Mr. Sekamela. No, I hear you.
Yeah,
I
today the wheels of justice are really moving.
They're really moving.
Yeah, and they're moving very fast today. Advocate Cards is making them to move very, very fast, Luko.
Now I'm going to follow it, Mr. Sekamela.
Yeah, no, when we knock off here, just touch base there and check. Yeah,
definitely.
I'm also going back to it. I love how that man makes his submissions and how he interprets the law.
The law.
Yeah, it's very interesting to anyone, to the law students, to the current ones that are practicing, to the law academics, to any other person who's just a lay person not having knowledge of the law. Such cases are very informative.
Yeah. Sure. It's under my breath, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I pray and I hope that if she's released on merit, whatever, can she please cut ties with Bester, please?
Yeah, you see.
Can she please, Aibo, guys?
Yeah, love with something else, Luko. Love.
Yo, something else. It'll make you do crazy things.
Yeah.
Because, guys, no, he has been convicted. Yeah, now we know. So we're not judging Bester here.
Yes.
He has been convicted. And even if he gets off on this one, but Mr. Sekamela says, hey, he's not going to get off on the hook. Actually, funny enough, as we're having this chat, because I get to share it on my feeds as well. I think, I don't think. I know that one of his victims actually is a friend's cousin.
Yes.
So when I remember when people making jokes about how handsome he is and how beautiful Makutumane is, you know, when she would smile at him in court and she would say, you know, guys, I'm not finding anything funny for me because look, my cousin was killed by this man.
Yes.
So it's a very sensitive one. So that's why I'm wanting to say, look, Makutumane is only a suspect for now. She's not convicted.
She's not convicted.
But as for him, he's definitely convicted. So he's not just going to go loose.
Yes. She still has a right
to
exercise her legal requirements.
And to maintain her innocence.
And to maintain her innocence.
Yeah. You see. No, I hear you. But is there anything else before I say goodbye to you? Because I see we are running out of time.
Yeah, I see it's almost 3 o'clock. Yes. It's time to knock off.
I don't think it's nice when the time comes because we are
this
really
time moves.
A great
this time.
Time
moves fast. Look, I think an hour for the legal junction is not sufficient. What do you think?
Yeah, I know. I think it's a little unfair. But you know who I'm gonna play out with, Mr. Sekamela, today. It's the award winner, of course.
Amen.
This is Sekamela. Thank
but
you.
But I see. We have a when was this WhatsApp? I need to set up a will. Can somebody help me?
Oh yes. Let's. Yeah. One has come through. It actually came through while I'm on air, even.
Yes.
So I think it's very relevant for you
as well. It's very relevant. We can assist in terms of setting up of a will.
Please give them your contact
details.
So they
can just be in contact with us. 078-306-0456. 078-306-0456. They can also go on our website www.siakamelalegal.co.za.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mr. Sekamela. And thank you for coming through, playing out with your song definitely today.
Thank you. From myself, the only lawyer of the radio.
And the award winner.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's it from myself as well. We'll do this again next week, Wednesday and Thursday. But you can also catch me tomorrow from 4 till 6 o'clock. God bless.
Take Radio Pulpit wherever you go. Listen live on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media. Download our app and listen to our podcasts. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.